you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
She tweets at Dr. Zmina. She's on various boards around the country. I don't know what she's on. She's doing a bunch of stuff. She's on all kinds of medical boards. What are you on right now, Doc?
She's prolific.
I am on the national board for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. I'm also on the national board for Doctors for America. And let me tell you, this was the worst time to get elected to either one of these boards because we've been so busy with with the pandemic and everything. It's been around the clock. I think the last four nights in a row, I've had conference calls from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock.
And what do you discuss?
Well, their business.
It's board meetings. with board meetings and the next response to this and what are we doing about that? And it's not just organizationally, because obviously one of these organizations is a non-for-profit, so they're just trying to stay in business. But how do we take care of patients and how do we, advocate for physicians and for health and science and facts and
science and facts. Science and facts.
Well, who out there is doing it right? Is there a state you can point to? Is there a country you can point to that's handling this better than the rest of the world?
I think New York and New Jersey have been doing an amazing job. I think
we ain't the coast. We don't coast. Yeah,
it helps. It helps when you don't count people to make your numbers look good.
That's one way to do it.
And then there are definitely a handful of countries in Europe and in Asia that have just been on top of this and just, and kudos to them. That I really is. We could do better. We could absolutely be doing better.
Yeah. I keep reading New Zealand. New Zealand apparently is doing a good job. But, they also have the benefit of a lot less population.
Well, Trump's not in charge of New Zealand either. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's do something about it.
Did he try to buy New Zealand? Was that one of the countries he wanted to buy?
Was it New Zealand? What did he want to buy?
I don't remember.
Oh, Greenland.
What are those?
Iceland.
Right. Yeah, he wanted to buy Greenland.
Greenland, that's right.
Yeah,
I just wanted to buy it. And they said, what did you say? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I think I'll buy it. He didn't say that. I forgot about that.
Well, so speaking of facts, I just want to say, for the record, please don't tell anyone that you're paying me, because there are already listeners who accuse me of getting paid to call in to
that's
say
right.
things
no.
that agree with you guys. Don't even joke about that.
No, we're not paying you anything. We're not.
No,
that's not.
No, for the record, folks, I do not get paid by this show, and I know where four of the five guys live. All so right. Suck it.
She said suck it,
I
right?
Think I win. I win. I know where four of the five of you live. All so right. there you go.
Oh, well, see, you're not providing the confirmation bias that they need.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I know. I don't. But I do also want to start off by thanking all the gentlemen TNT listeners who went out of their way to show me that not only do they look cool enough to wear a mask, but they make the mask wearing look really, really good. The pictures were awesome. And please keep them coming, because we need to, I think we need to lead by example, because we don't have good people leading by example right now.
Nope.
I think a lot of people look a lot better wearing a mask. I think aesthetically it enhances a lot of people, myself included. Absolutely.
The less you see, the better you look.
It's also sexy. I think it's a sexy look when your new profile pic on your Twitter with the mask on it. That's sexy.
I literally had gotten, my hair was still wet from the shower, and I was thinking it was like a bathroom.
That means you're naked.
Not even a good picture. No, I'm wearing scrubs.
You're naked underneath the scrubs.
She's naked underneath that mask.
Yes, she is.
Just a reminder, a simple cloth mask can reduce the transmission of virus from you to the outside world by 60% to 80%.
Nah.
So if someone is in a store, a restaurant, or an office, and they're not wearing a mask, they do not care about you, and they don't care about reopening this country safely.
Of course they don't.
There have been a couple of questions about, well, what's the difference between a surgical mask and a cloth mask? Honestly, you have to remember that the way that COVID transmits in the air is from droplets and aerosols. Aerosols are very, very small particles. That's what the N95 masks protect from. And really, that is only specialized healthcare professionals who are doing very specific procedures for patients. For everything else, we're worried about droplets. These are larger particles of liquid, and the cloth or the face mask, what we call surgical masks, will protect you. The surgical masks have a slightly different type of material because when we're in the hospital, we're not maintaining social distancing with our patients. We're taking care of them, and we're going to get exposed to other things as well. So we need a different type of material. These are also what we call PPE. They need to be for the hospital workers and healthcare providers and frontline workers. Everyone else, a simple cotton cloth mask, absolutely fine. It doesn't matter what it is.
But I can't, when I'm breathing into it, the germs fly back in my face and I catch my own cold.
Those are your
germs.
I've seen that. With you.
I catch my own cold. I hate when I catch my own cold.
And you do not pass out from inhaling CO2, or every doctor and surgeon would fall over.
That's my favorite one. I did see that one. I'm thinking, the doctors have been doing that for years, and they're not falling down.
We don't just pass out in the operating room.
Yeah, it's not like nobody's worn masks before. Doctors have been wearing masks since, I don't know, time began.
But somebody actually sent out something that there are fake cards saying, I have a disability that prevents me from wearing a mask, and you are in violation of my American Disabilities Act for making me wear a mask. Yeah. So, guys, this is ridiculous.
Should break their leg and make a real disability. Then.
I've seen that floating around, but I don't know if it's really out there. I've seen pictures of it on the social media.
Yeah, somebody's gonna
print it off. Anybody's encountered that.
Somebody will print it off. Someone print it off.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah. So the biggest number of questions I've gotten the last week, though, is how to safely go out, because there are places that are reopening for better or for worse. And so people have all of these questions. So there's actually a great article that I will send out, written by getting the opinion of three epidemiologists. It really mirrors what I feel. And as a reminder, epidemiologists are the ones, we are the ones who actually study this. Even my infectious disease husband will say, what do you think about this? I'm like, no, we're not going there. We're not going to do this.
Does he like being described as my infectious disease husband?
Yeah.
That sounds like that's why you don't have, he's mine. Don't touch him, ladies. He's my infectious disease husband.
He is an infectious disease husband.
he infected her heart.
Oh,
no, he didn't. So, first of all, remember, as things stand, there is no treatment, there are no vaccines, so nothing is risk-free, and everyone needs to know that. So everything's going to be a series of judgment calls. So first, what I would be looking at, and what as many governors are looking at, not all, but many, are the number of cases in my area going down? And have they been going down for a while? And we're looking at it like at least 2 weeks of steadily declining number of positive cases. If not, I'm going to stay at home as much as possible. Second question, is this something that's nice to go do, or do I really need to do it? Is it a doctor's appointment, or is it going out to dinner? You know, because again, nothing's risk-free right now, so think about this. Third, indoors or outdoors? Outdoors is always going to be safer here. Fourth, are you able to maintain that 6 feet of social distancing from employees, from other people around you? Fifth, how much time will this be? Shorter? It's always going to be better.
I read the time part. They said the time part's huge right now. I read that.
Yeah, exactly. Sixth, and then you want to call ahead and find out, are all of your staff members wearing masks? Are people being able to social distance? Are you requiring everyone else who comes in to wear masks? Do you have enough hand sanitizer or other ways for people to wash hands? And then you should before you do go out, carry your own hand sanitizer, don't touch your face, use a bathroom at home, probably bring your own water. And those are the sort of things that we're all thinking about or should be thinking about before we consider going out to places or
When I'm in my backyard, I just pee beside the house and And Becky says, "Why? I don't know where that. I don't want to go back.
I don't in that house.
You don't go in the house, don't you? You're supposed to pee outside your house, not your own house." I said, "Well, that's what Dr. Mina says. I'm allowed to pee beside my own house."
Now, I've received a ton of questions about very specific, well, it's always fun, you know, the nature piece. So restaurants, right now, for me personally, probably not, because it's impossible to eat and drink and wear a mask.
Right.
You just can't do it.
Right.
And so what we're doing in the hospital actually is encouraging everyone to eat outside, because it's safer to do that. So if it was an outdoor restaurant, I'd probably feel a little bit safer. If we have to be inside, we have a break room. One person is in the break room at a time. They leave. There's a space of time before the next person can go in, and there's a sign out, you know, sheet. So unless you can do that at a restaurant, I think I probably would still be avoiding indoor restaurants. Parks, great. Take a mask in case you have to pass somebody and it's closer than 6 feet. Swimming, oceans are probably safe. Pools, if the water's adequately chlorinated, we think it might be safe, but you still have to maintain 6 feet from everyone.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I was wondering about the pool, because if you're in a pool and you invite somebody over to your pool and you stay away from each other, you're still in the pool. But the water, chlorination would kill that.
You can't wear the chlorination probably should, but you can't wear a mask in a pool. So you need to maintain 6 feet of space.
You can snorkel in a pool, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
You could do that. Golfing, apparently everyone needs to golf, and this is a very, very
Oh, yeah, that was a necessity. It's a necessity in this state.
See, it's a necessity, yes, exactly.
It never closed down. Golf never closed.
This is one I'm grappling with, Doc, and I'm trying to make arrangements where I don't run into anybody, where a guy just meets me at the driving range, brings my bucket of balls, and then he gets in a cart, and I push my little walking cart around, and we maintain 6 feet from each other. That would be okay?
There was a golf outing.
I think that would be okay.
It was actually a tournament yesterday.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's
because, you know, because I saw they,
right now,
the carts with the names on the cart and everything was packed.
I wouldn't go with a group that wasn't my immediate household contact. Otherwise, I'd want to be able to be sure that there is at least 6 feet between me and everyone else, and it's my own equipment. And I do know of a couple of places in the Midwest where they are timing it, so everybody is at least 10 minutes apart from
each other. I've heard as long as 20. You know, there's space to be by 20 minutes.
I you know, that seems reasonable. I think that makes sense. But I wouldn't be going in these groups or these tournaments. That defeats the whole purpose of everything else.
Yeah.
No, I've always liked to golf by myself anyway. Yeah, so that would be cool.
And I think golfing by yourself is probably fine. Yes. Yeah.
I think I'll let you go out by yourself at a crowded course. They probably won't.
No, probably not.
No. Yeah.
No, I would hope that they don't. But you can actually, remember, you have control over this as well. So if the place isn't maintaining the type of standards that make you feel comfortable, then don't do it if it's not a necessity. Because, again, nothing is risk-free right now. And if you get COVID, we don't have a treatment. We don't have a vaccine. So there is going to be risk here. You have to remember that. Hair salons, finally, the last one a couple of people have asked me about. First of all, you look great with your long hair. But secondly, if you can have it, cut your hair outside and the person's wearing a mask and wearing gloves and any shared surfaces are wiped down afterwards and you wash your hands, I think that's a reasonable way to go about it.
The haircut stuff is crazy. It's just crazy. I understand women not wanting that gray hair. It just comes from a generation that we never cared about it. But my sister sent out a photo of her son cutting his buddy's hair. And they both got short. They got that short hair that all the kids wear. And I said, isn't that hilarious? I said, we would have took advantage of this not to get a haircut, you know?
Right.
You know?
I actually cut my own hair a couple of weeks ago just because I needed to get it underneath the surgical cap. And it was just too thick. But I was like, otherwise, whatever. Yeah. I would have left it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And then finally, there was a question from Mike about, can you get COVID-19 from coughing on a vagina? So first of all, Mike.
Well, can the vagina catch it?
I cannot stress this enough. Coughing on a vagina is not a pro move in sex, just so you know. Okay?
No, it might just happen, though. Yeah. You're down there. And sorry about that.
Are you telling me no one's ever coughed on your vagina?
It's not what I'm looking for.
It's not sexy at all.
No, Jesus.
But if you go back, go to the file, it probably happened at least once or twice.
So as a reminder for everyone, COVID-19 can be spread by direct contact, including saliva or mucus. So can spread that. It also can be spread in stool. And there's actually a very interesting preliminary study.
Don't stool.
Yeah. If you're engaging in sexual activities that expose you to fecal matter, you are at risk of getting active COVID.
Oh, that's anal.
And yes, COVID can be found in semen as well. We don't know if it can be spread from a person through the semen itself. We also don't know if you can spread it from saliva directly to the vagina and then get that person infected. That's still relatively unclear, but all of these are high-risk activities.
Because we're talking about people actually still hooking up that don't know each other that well.
Break out the dental dam, right?
Are we learning more about this all the time? Are we getting a better handle on it? I mean, there's a lot of stuff we still don't know, except for the guys on YouTube, where they know everything.
I would actually say that we know more now than we don't know. We just haven't quite figured out how to beat it yet. But the vaccine, there are actually phase 2 studies that are starting up now.
Good.
And so I think we're going to have a vaccine. It's still going to be a while because there are safety studies. We have to make sure that this is safe, but there is going to be a vaccine. The bigger issue is just what can we do to treat it? And while we don't have an absolute treatment, I can tell you that we know much, much better and much, much more how to take care of patients with COVID than we did even a month or two ago.
Good.
So we have learned a substantial amount that can keep people out of the hospital and get them out of the hospital quicker, keep them better, make them better faster, and keep them safer when they're infected.
You know why you know more, Doc? You know why you know more? Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. That's what.
Oh, that's right.
I would say science. I'd say thoughts and prayers first, right?
And science.
Thoughts and prayers.
Science third. Also, we had a question, Doc, because I personally don't believe Trump's taking that drug, but somebody did say if he's taking would his doctor actually legally be able to prescribe it to a guy when he's not supposed to have it?
Technically, yes. Legally, you could prescribe it, but it is against every kind of ethical. It's not ethical to do this because the risks at this point would outweigh any benefits. We don't have a benefit.
Maybe that's why I prescribed it.
The amount of misinformation and from the very top is so disheartening to me. I think it's frankly frightening and scary at this point.
When you see this, I saw the press conference when he said he was taking that drug. Pronounce it again for me.
Hydrochloroquine.
Okay.
The press conference. Now, every other doctor that we've talked to, and obviously just you and Doc Ed and everybody else you read about and all you people you hear about, say no, it's not proven to do anything. In fact, it could hurt you. When he says to the camera, a lot of doctors are with me on this. They're not.
They're not. But the man says a lot of things, right?
I know.
He thinks he can buy Greenland as well. And so, but there is, it was called to my attention recently that there is an article circulating with 600 doctors who have said we need to reopen immediately. I want to urge some caution. First of all, remember that there are a million practicing physicians in the United States. This is a small group of people. There are groups of these highly conservative medical organizations that believe that vaccines should be voluntary, that believe that abortions cause breast cancer.
Oh.
And I know that there is a huge push from certain political parties to reopen early because they want to boost the talking points of our political leaders.
Right.
And so but this is not what the majority of people are saying, and this is not what many, many scientists, not just in the United States but across the world, are recommending. We are recommending there is a way to reopen this country. There is, absolutely, but it needs to be done safely. It needs to be done with a series of steps, and it needs to have better programs in place than what we have right now. And I think it could be done. I don't know why our federal government won't take action to do some of these things.
Know why. Yeah, I have an idea.
I don't know why. So also Craig, and I forgot.
Craig, you thought you were going to get out. You thought you were going to get out.
No. Oh, no. I forgot this last week and it broke my heart. Cocaine is not a remedy for headaches or for hangovers. It's just not, okay?
Since when? When did that change?
She's never tried it, that's why.
When did that change? Apparently you're not down with anecdotal evidence.
Well, I'm not down with your evidence. Don't even start with me, okay? This is the man who actually, we had, and I am not joking, an argument about noodle soup the other day, and he told me at my peak irritation with him, and I quote, "I appreciate your effort. It's so cute." And I just...
What's wrong with noodles?
You have a problem with them.
I have issues. I'll give you that.
With it. You do have issues. But also, folks, to add to the cocaine is not a headache remedy or a hangover remedy. Do not crush your melatonin and put it in a bong and smoke it with your goddamn weed. I think that was Nick. And
Nick thought he was going to skate, too.
He's been very quiet, I've noticed. Yeah. And Todd, no. The answer to how can I take my melatonin anti-anxiety medication, Ativan, and a couple of cocktails safely is you can't. You just simply cannot. Okay?
That's not what I brought you on board for. I brought you on board to find out a way where I can combine all those substances. So you find a way where I can get my drug interaction where I'm good.
This is why you pay me the big bucks, right?
Right.
Yeah. there is actually, I'll post an article because the question did come up about taking melatonin and drinking. And while we don't, the melatonin, actually, the forms that you can buy over the counter, they can interact with certain medications. You do need to be careful about these. And you need to let your doctor know that you're using them. Mostly what will happen is it will potentiate usually the melatonin effects so that you'll get more sleepy. It'll have a longer of that drowsiness when you try to wake up sort of feeling.
Yeah, that's why I want to do it, man.
And that's the problem with the alcohol, too, because alcohol tends to have that same sort of sedative effect. And so these two.
Don't touch our booze, Doc. Do not touch our booze, Doc.
What about an instance where someone has incredible tolerance to alcohol and is pretty tolerant of the anti-anxiety medicine and is pretty tolerant of the marijuana? Can you throw 3-4 milligrams of melatonin on top of that?
She just answered that question earlier, Todd.
No.
A minute ago.
Not to his satisfaction.
Right. Exactly. Not to my satisfaction.
Well, let me just tell you that all the people for whom that experiment went wrong are not here to tell you not to do it.
Damn,
I have to be here.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Sounds to me like the melatonin's out.
Oh, Lord. I have one ask and then one final point. So the final ask is that I have for people is, you know, you're going to do more of these telemedicine visits with your physicians, with their video visits. Please, folks, it would ideally, unless you really have some kind of life-threatening illness, please sit in a chair instead of laying in bed. If you have to lay in a bed, please wear clothes. It would be nice not to see you with no clothes on.
Has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah. This was last Friday.
All right.
And then if you are going to be laying in bed with what appears to be no clothes on, I'd like to be able to see both of your hands during the video visit.
I told you I was doing something else. All right. So you think somebody masturbated watching you?
It only took, a month into telemedicine visits for people to actually be able to make me feel uncomfortable with this as well. Yes.
Wow.
It's awful. Awful.
Did they have your senior photo up?
A little curry fever. Yeah. That's what it was.
Because if they had your senior photo up, I can't blame them.
It's so depressing to me because I get dressed up for these like I'm going to an actual clinic visit, and then my patients aren't even wearing clothes. What the heck?
Man,
please. If you wouldn't come
nasty.
To the office.
All right.
It's just awful. So finally, I know there's a lot of anxiety right now for very good reason. And people have just this building anxiety, you know, for a while it was because we're shut down. Now it's about how are we going to safely go back, everything like that. And so I was recently reminded of a quote from Mr. Rogers. He said that when he was a child and he saw something scary in the news, like a fire, an accident, and he'd get upset, his mother would tell him, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. And I want to remind folks that all the stuff you've been doing, staying at home, wearing masks, trying to do the right thing, you guys are the helpers right now. And I sincerely thank you. There is a website called While at Home. It's a place where you can go to get hotlines, to get medical help, such as where can I find the nearest COVID testing, but also how you can volunteer to help out a little bit, to volunteer at a food bank or to volunteer with Meals on Wheels, where you can donate, where you can go to take the census or get registered to vote. It's a great resource. I'll post it up on Twitter. Just to remind folks that you're not, there are things that you can do and there are things that you can go to get help from, and we're all in this together, and it's getting better every single day. We'll be fine.
That's very nice. It's a little hope there at the end. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate that.
Yes, right. Well, after I just killed all your melatonin, anxiety, okay, medications, alcohol dreams.
Yeah. No, you made an easy decision. The melatonin's out.
Right.
Yeah. You made it easy.
And Nick's not
going to go.
And you can't sprinkle it on your weed, right?
Nope, not in your mouth.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. All right.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Thanks, Doc. We love you.
All right, love you,
Doc. We'll retweet that. If you want to follow yourself, go to at Dr. Smina on Twitter. She's an amazing woman. And no, we don't pay her, you know. We barely pay anybody.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.